Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter, and if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your strawberry letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, and you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
All right, nephew, thank you. Subject, I love the man that catfished me. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm divorced and my children are grown. I hadn't dated in years, but I figured I wouldn't have trouble meeting someone because I'm still in my prime and I don't look like I'm 56. I decided to try online dating and I was honest on my dating profile. I used a current picture of myself and I added that I am a grandma so there would be no confusion about my age. I quickly met a guy and he said he wasn't big on texting, so he insisted that we talk all the time. We have a lot in common and we're both interested in a long-term relationship, not necessarily marriage. After 2 months of talking, I wanted to meet him, but he was honest about his financial issues he was having, and he said I'd have to wait a while for him to come meet me. I felt myself falling in love with him, so I decided that we shouldn't have to wait for love. I purchased him a plane ticket to come meet me. That was when he opened up and admitted that he was falling in love with me too. I went to pick him up from the airport and I described my car to him. After a few minutes, I noticed a very tall, slightly chubby, and very light-skinned guy with a George Jefferson haircut waving towards my car. It was my him. In all of his pictures, he was buff and he had a fade style haircut and he was chocolate like I like my men. I told him that he catfished me and he got defensive and said he could go back home. I allowed him to stay because I honestly think that he's my person and he's in love with me too. We've had a few small hiccups since that day at the airport, but it's great to finally have a romantic partner. We're talking about moving in together soon. Am I crazy for staying with this guy after he catfished me? Yeah. And I definitely wouldn't rush into moving in together right away because there could be something else he's catfishing you about. You don't know this man. I mean, you said you guys are in love with each other. You love him and he's fallen in love with you, he finally admitted. This is after 2 months of talking on the phone. I'll say it again. You don't know this guy. Have you thought about how this is going to work? He lives out of town. You need to see where he lives. You need to see how he lives. You need to meet his family, his close friends, his boys. You need to know something more about this man. Don't be so desperate that you start thinking about permanent things with this man just because you're of a certain age. You're 56. I mean, that would be a big mistake, and it can cause you to settle for any guy because you're 56 and afraid of aging and being alone. It's okay to want to be with someone. That's fine, but it's got to be the right person for you. This man has already confessed to you about not being financially straight, and at least he told you the truth about that, but he didn't apologize for catfishing you. Instead, he got mad and threatened to leave. These are red flags. These are red flags just staring you in your face. Please don't ignore them, or you're sure to be sorry. Steve?
All right, the subject is, I love the man that catfished me. Okay, we'll get to the catfish thing in a minute. But first, what is wrong with you? Have you lost your mind? Do you not, have you lost the power of reasoning and thinking? The catfish thing, he don't look like his big, tall, chocolate buff picture. We'll get to that in a minute. Let's get to the part where he didn't catfish you. Let's go to the non-catfished matter at hand. You say you're still in your prime, you're 56 and you don't look like it. You tried some online dating, you used the current picture yourself, you was honest with your age, you even told people a grandmother that you were grandmother so it wouldn't be no confusion. You met this guy online, he wasn't big on texting, so insisted that we talk all the time. Girl, you got to talking and found out y'all got a lot in common. Oh, 2 months went by. Talk. Y'all just on it for just running your mouth. 2 months online. You wanted to meet him. Now let's get into the non-catfish part. He was honest about his financial issues he was having and said I'd have to wait a while for him to come meet me. All righty. You already 56. You dating a man that ain't got no money. I know he don't, because listen to this. So I decided at our age, listen to me. Since you're making decisions at your age, I'm trying to figure out how you came to this conclusion. I decided at our age that we shouldn't have to wait for love. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. But what does that have to do with the next statement? I purchased him a plane ticket for him to come meet me. Lady, if this ain't off to a bad start, I don't know what is. You're dating and falling for a man that can't even come see you. And you're in a long-distance relationship. I purchased him. That is when he opened up and admitted that he was falling in love with me, too. I'll be doggone. You bought him an airplane ticket.
Hang on.
He in love with you.
We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23
minutes. Girl, you better pick
after. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, I love the man that catfished me. We'll get back into it right after this.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject is, I love the man that catfished me.
57-year-old woman. Kids are grown. 56-year-old woman. Kids grown. Out the house. Ain't dated in a while. Decided to start dating. Went online. Met a guy. The name of the subject of the letter is, though, I love the man that catfished me. So you all know what that means. That means that the person that you meet online was not the person you met online. He was completely somebody else. But before we get into the catfishing, let's talk about the real facts that's not catfish. Y'all got to talk for 2 months. You got a lot in common. We both interested in a long-term relationship, not necessarily marriage. Then after a couple months of talking, you wanted to meet him. But he was honest. Here we go. This the part where the ain't catfishing come in at. He was honest about his financial issues and said I'd have to wait a while for him to come meet me. I decided, here we go, this where stupid kick in at. I decided at our age, we shouldn't have to wait to fall in love. I purchased him a plane ticket for him to come meet me. If ever there was a relationship off to a bad start, here it is. That was when he opened up and admitted he was falling in love with me too. I couldn't believe it. I can. Even bought him a ticket. So I went to pick him up at the airport. Now, this is the perfect time to tell you that he's falling in love with you, too, because you're on the way to the airport. I went to pick him up, and I described my car to him. After a few minutes, I noticed a very tall, slightly chubby, very light-skinned guy with a George Jefferson haircut.
Wow.
So now here come Dr. Phil. Walking towards your car. Yeah, you thought Morris Chestnut was coming, and here come Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil is a chubby, though.
Waving towards my car. It was my him. In all of his pictures, he was buff. He had a fade hairstyle. He was chocolate, like the men I like. I told him he catfished me. He got defensive and said, well, I can go back home then.
What a response.
You got a lot of nerve, dog.
Yes.
You little chubby, going bald, fat, light-skinned, broke, and then you got the nerve to say, I'll just go back home, like you ain't wrong. I allowed him to stay because, honestly, I think that he's my person. Mm-hmm. Well, lady, why?
What
has he done to make you think he's your person except tell you he was in love with you after you bought him a ticket to see you? Mm-hmm. We had a few small hiccups since that day at the airport. You mean some more lies came out?
Mm-hmm.
But it's great to finally have a romantic partner. Romantic. We talking about moving in together soon. Moving in where, lady? He already ain't got no airplane ticket money. Moving where? He gonna move in with you or you move in with him? I promise you, you can't go there. Because he got, I stay at my mama house, wrote all over him. Am I crazy for staying with this guy after he catfished me? That ain't even the catfish. That's one thing. Because he done threatened to go back home. Your problem is you had to buy him a ticket to come see you. He explained his financial situation. So he didn't even have the money to bring himself there. Which means he don't have the money to bring you there. So now a man that don't have the money to take himself somewhere, he probably don't know have nowhere to take you. What do you think this man lives in? He done probably sent you a picture of a big house too. He ain't tall, dark, buffed. and he doesn't have a fade. Nobody fades their hair from the top. Nobody. That's not how we fade. The fade starts from the temple area of the head. We don't run a razor across the top of our head and fade from the top down.
That visual is crazy.
Lady, what are you doing?
Wow.
Lady, listen to me. Run. Run. Stop having a relationship with Dr. Phil. Stop it. He chubby. He don't work out. And Dr. Phil ain't chubby, though.
Yeah, Dr. Phil.
But just the George Jefferson hairstyle, light skin. That's the Dr. Phil. This ain't who you got. And Dr. Phil got money. And Dr. Phil would have sent his plane to pick you up. See how this works? But you didn't get Dr. Phil, though, did you? You got George Jefferson's garden, though.
All right, post your comments on today's Strawberry Letters, lady. Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and on Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. Free never sounded so good. You can download it today. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.